این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The first sparks of Islamic revolution were essentially lit in Muharram and inspired by teachings of Ashura movement. Imam Khomeini says, "Indeed, it is a month in which the Imam of the Muslims has taught us the way of campaigning against the oppressed in history, a way wherein the closed fists of freedom wishers, independence seekers, and truth tellers should overcome the tanks, machine guns, and the array of Iblis, Satan. Falsehood should vanish before the word of truth."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to Muharram. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that lamentation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, keeping the movement alive and maintaining alive the fact that a small number of people stood up against a great empire, are orders of the day. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the lightning personality of Imam Hussein, how he, with 72 people, he stood against the army of thousands and thousands of people. The Yazidi army, they were great in number. Now, logically, when we think about this battle, we see that for sure, definitely, these 72 people will lose the war. Why? Because they are only 72. Why they are battling? Why they are not submitting? Why they do not accept what they were saying? Rather, they stood up against them. They stood up against the whole empire that was the Yazidi emperorship. The reason is that because they were on the truth and the rest were on the false.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
The truth is always victorious over the falsehood. And this is what Imam Hussein has said. So this lightning of Imam Hussein, this lightning way that he has showed us, it showed us that even if you're few in number, never hasten to say that, oh, we will lose because we are less in number. Rather, have patience. With the patience, confront the enemy, stand against the enemy, stand against the oppression. Today, we see there are different movements around the world. If they want their movement to be successful, they should learn from Imam Hussein. And this standing and the war, which was of half a day, it started at the morning and it ended at the afternoon or maybe evening, maybe half a day or more than that. It wasn't a whole day war. In that, they showed that because they were on the truth, even today, after 1,400 years, we remember Imam Hussein and we curse the Yazid and Yazidis. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.